Good Wednesday morning. I want to remind you that you can catch this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's our regular days to do the newscast. It's available by going to the Crittenden Press online and clicking on the podcast button that is in the news feed. First of all, Fiscal Court, Crittenden County's Fiscal Court, meets in the morning at 8:30 a.m. at the County Office Complex. And on the agenda is bid selections for various county services, including snow and debris removal, chip and seal, asphalt, lubricant, oils, and aggregate. A lot of fun stuff going on with our county government on Thursday morning. A great deal more on the agenda. On Monday night at the city council meeting, Jeff Black, who is the superintendent out at the Marion Water Plant, had some video to show me. It was raging waters running over Old City Lake's levee, and that's always a good sign because, as you know, Marion's been through a couple of years of water crisis, and we'd like to continue to see that water full, or the Old City Lake reservoir full. And we've had plenty of rain over the last couple of months, but it had been terribly dry, if you remember. And we're just, we're a drought, an extended drought away from being back in a bind on this water. Although things have been mitigated a great deal out at Lake George, there's still obviously concern that if we got an extended dry period, things could get difficult. There already this month we've had 2.4 inches of rain here in December. The high single day high was 1.31 inches, and that was on Monday. And that was after we had almost 5 inches in November. But you got to remember, in August and October we had less than an inch of rain in each of those months. So we've got to make sure we continue to praise Mother Nature for providing plenty of water, and thank God for it too. Today's program is brought to you by Dr. Cavisto at Crittenden Community Hospital and a number of local businesses who are supporting Crittenden County basketball and our coverage of this season online through all of our digital offerings, which includes video and interviews, as well as game statistics and highlights as soon as the contests are over. All of that is available at the Crittenden Press online under the Sports tab.
The Crittenden Press appreciates the sponsors who make our online basketball content possible. Thank you to G&G Construction, H&H Home and Hardware, Bobby Stinnett Used Cars, YTG Insurance, Fraser Law, Farmers Bank and Trust Company, First United Bank, and C Plant Federal Credit Union. For game summaries, photos, schedules, and stats, go to the-press.com and click the Sports tab. Thank you again for our sponsorship.
Hello, this is Dr. Eric Kivisto. I'm a general surgeon at Crittenden Community Hospital. We provide procedures on an outpatient basis and short-term inpatient stay, such as cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, upper endoscopy, and hernia repair. We provide in-house diagnostics, and we pride ourselves in excellent care and convenient follow-up appointments. You can see us in the Marion office, where caring for community and getting you on the road to better health is our number one priority.
And back to some news from Marion City Council on Monday night. Longtime City Councilman Mike Byford officially sat for his final meeting. He was recognized by Mayor Deanna Browning for his service to the community that dates back to the 1980s. You can read more about Mike Byford and his service to the community in this week's Crittenden Press. And as you know, the Living Christmas Tree at Foes Hall wrapped up its five-show performance series on a Sunday afternoon. Kim Vince, she's the kind of the ramrod behind that deal. There's more than 100 people involved in that organization and putting that performance on, but Kim's kind of the leader of it, and I visited with her a little bit about how things had gone out there, and she said that the December 15th show was the biggest one. That was the final show on Sunday. Over 800 people attended the combination of five shows that they put on. And, you know, there was so much sickness, as we just mentioned, so much sickness going on. There was never a show where the entire choir was there. So it was a great, great program. A whole lot of applause from the community for how it turned out. You can see a little snippet of that. I posted from one of the shows. It's on Facebook. It's a little video. It's just a wonderful sound. They had a children's choir and the handbells, and those have really drawn a great deal of praise as well. Just a wonderful thing for the community to have. We're so fortunate to have a group like Community Arts Foundation and to have a venue like Historic Foes Hall to really enjoy the arts and musicals and just many things. And Kim Vince has a whole lot to do with that, as do, like I said, many other hands. And we appreciate what they do for our community, making the holidays very special, that's for sure. And speaking of the holidays, if you're hitting the road this Christmas or out traveling around getting some last-minute gifts, you can see that Santa's maybe delivered a pretty nice little Christmas advantage for you, and that's the price of gasoline. The average price nationally is $2.95 a gallon, and that's the lowest it has been since 2022 during the Christmas season, so a four-year low. And I want to tell you about a great gift that McDonald's has made to the junior trip. The high school's junior class goes to Washington, D.C. in the spring, and it's a pretty expensive trip. And the McEnany's that own McDonald's have donated $10,000 to Crittenden County High School to support that trip. It's going to cut the cost for each individual going, and it's just a wonderful outreach by our local McDonald's restaurant. You can read more about their donation in an upcoming issue of the Crittenden Press. And as many of you already know, school was canceled for the rest of the week because of sickness. It's pretty widespread. I know the clinic at the hospital has been overwhelmed this week, and Tanya Driver, the school superintendent, pulled all of her leaders together on Tuesday. I was out there, and they have what they call the war room. It was where all the leaders come in from every department, and they look at all the numbers and try to determine whether or not they can stay in school. And I visited with her for just a moment after they got through making their decision. This is what she had to say.
Yesterday, we decided that we needed to make Wednesday and Thursday of this week an NTI days due to the attendance of students and staff. We had 83% attendance with our students, and several of the ones that were here checked out sick during the day. We also had teachers getting sick. So it seemed like that was the best thing that we could do. Friday was already scheduled as a day off in our calendar, so the next day for kids will be January 7th. That's a Tuesday because we have a teacher planning day on January 6th.
So it's adding to this nice long break anyway, but sometimes that's a tough way to get a break, isn't it?
It is. You know, we added a day, I think, to our Thanksgiving break this year too, and now we're adding 2 days to Christmas. So I'd rather not do it, but we had to do it.
In some ways, it's fortuitous that it hit right now, because you do have this long break to kind of let everybody heal up, huh?
Yes. It seems like it's really, really contagious. It's almost like it hits a room at a time, you know, and it's tough.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Superintendent Tanya Driver.
And to wrap up news this morning, as most of you know, there was a police chase through Marion on Monday, and we'll have some more about that in this week's Crittenden Press. You can grab that newspaper off the newsstands today about about noon, and there's additional details. But you know, I think we as a community need to be in prayer for the young man that was involved in that. It was a juvenile behind the wheel. The police didn't actually understand it was a 16-year-old boy driving when they get behind a stolen vehicle. And you know, there can be some criticism about how things are done, but you know, we appreciate our law enforcement, what they do for us, and in keeping us safe, and being willing to put themselves out there in harm's way and on the line, so to speak, on our behalf. So we do appreciate what they do, and we also want to indeed be in prayer for this young man and the consequences he is going to be facing in the coming days and months. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. And I'll get to local basketball scores in just a moment, but first of all, I want to tell you that your University of Kentucky Wildcats have moved up to number 4 in the nation in the latest poll. Two other SEC teams are ranked number 1 and 2 in the poll. That's Tennessee at number 1 and Auburn at number 2. And Kentucky's Lamont Butler scored 33 points the other day against Louisville and was named co-SEC Player of the Week. That 33-point performance was the third best in UK's basketball program history. And in local basketball, Crittenden County's doubleheader, a 5th District doubleheader scheduled for last night over at Lyon County, was postponed. That due to all of the illness in the school districts, and the games will be made up at a later date. The girls have been scheduled for Monday, this coming Monday, December 23rd at 6 p.m. will be tip-off for that district game, and then the boys will play later after the holidays on January 16th. So this illness is pretty widespread, and Livingston County and Trigg County canceled their games as well last night, a district doubleheader due to illness. I spoke with Livingston County coach Matt Hargrove, and he said he was even homesick on Tuesday. On Monday night, Livingston County's girls beat Ballard Memorial by 1 point, 54-53. And if all these folks heal up, the Rockets will be back in action on Thursday, that's tomorrow, at the St. Mary Christmas Classic. That's one of the oldest tournaments in West Kentucky. They will be playing Hopkins Central, a team that beat Trigg County 100-35 a few nights ago. And most of you remember that Crittenden County's boys lost in overtime to Trigg County back last week. Following the St. Mary Christmas tournament, the Rockets will be off until after the holidays, and they will not be back in action until the Caldwell County West Kentucky Hoops Classic on December 27th. Crittenden County will be playing a team out of Mississippi. Now, the Lady Rockets are also scheduled to play a game this coming Saturday at 4 p.m. here at Rocket Arena, and then of course, they will be back in action then on Monday, as we mentioned, over at Lyon County. Livingston County girls are at McCracken County on Thursday. Of course, all this contingent on whether the illness clears up. And after that, the Lady Cardinals will be off until January 3rd. The Livingston County boys will play Caldwell County in the St. Mary Christmas Tournament. That game will be at 6 p.m. on Friday. And then after that, they are off until they go to Owensboro for a holiday tournament that begins on December 27th. And if you're a deer hunter, this will be the last weekend you'll have an opportunity to use your smoke poles. The black powder season goes out on Sunday. That's also known as the muzzle loader season, and this is the second segment. It'll be the last chance for adults to fire any type of modern or primitive firearm at a white-tailed deer. But of course, the youth will have an opportunity December 28th and 29th for a full weekend to hunt deer with a rifle. That's a free hunt. You don't have to have a license or a tag or anything. You can see the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife hunting guide for more information on that free hunt. And that's a wrap on today's program. We hope you get out and get all your Christmas shopping done this week. And remember all of our fine sponsors and partners who help provide you this program. And again, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, this show is coming at you at the Crittenden Press online. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.